Crossroads East Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
I'm delighted to have Mary Gagan in studio with me. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great, and thanks very much for coming in to me.
You're very welcome.
Now, as usual, people probably know all about Durrisby, but just give a quick explanation.
Well, many people know about Durrisby in the local area, and what we are is we're a lone parents resource centre. So that's for lone parents, young lone parents, so teen parent support programme, and also older lone parents. So that might be people who've been separated, say, for instance. So that's one part of our service, and we deliver four key things there for the people. We deliver courses and training programmes during the year in three phases during the year. We have an information and support service. We have our teen parent support programme, which is specifically for the younger lone parents. And then finally, we have adult counselling. So we have that there. So that's one part of what we provide. But we also have an early year service, including aftercare. So there's childcare facilities also with Durrisby.
Yeah, and single parent families are having a hard time of it at the moment. Has anything improved in the budget?
Well, certainly there doesn't seem to be any improvement in the budget, in that there's been no great increase from the point of view of benefits. But also, I suppose, like lone parents at the moment are, and again, I know I've spoken about this before, one of the most disadvantaged groups in our society. And at least one in six children grow up in a lone parent family in the country. And again, consistently, lone parent families are at risk of poverty, are indeed below the poverty line. So there's been no great change there.
Has there been changes to childcare, the cost of childcare? That's always been a big issue.
The changes to the cost in childcare, generally speaking, is going ever upwards. So again, for all parents, it is a huge issue, the whole thing of childcare and the childcare costs. How it's going to roll out into the future, I'm not entirely sure. And again, I think a lot of parents are actually saying that they're not entirely sure how it's going to work for them, because, as you know, there's no allocation made there for childcare costs that might come from the family, like the nuclear family or the extended family. So grandparents or indeed aunts and uncles. And again, very often people in precarious employment or in low wages are actually looking to people like that to help them out. So again, it's a bit difficult for people.
It is very, very, very hard. I speak to a lot of people, and like FLAC and communal, I need mediation down the hall here. And lone parents usually come into the conversation because they're so close to falling into the poverty trap.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we find that all the time.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's terrible. And it's a disgrace in this day and age as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right, Mary, Durrisby, it's a great organisation, and there's upcoming free parenting workshops. Would you want to tell the listeners about that?
And they're actually starting next week on the 16th of November. And these workshops are open to all parents of children up to 12 years of age.
Not just lone parents,
it's
all parents.
No, it's actually all parents in the community. Okay. But obviously, as we are in Durrisby, we will expect that on the nights we will have quite a number of lone parents actually in attendance. Yeah. But again, one of the reasons we're meeting you today is just to tell you that it is for all parents. And the workshops are looking at three key areas that really impact on parents' lives quite a bit. And one of them is looking at the whole thing of bedtime routines, which is on the 16th of November. And again, many parents can find it difficult to organise, you know, bedtime routines for their children. So what this workshop does, and it's on next Wednesday, it goes through like some of the difficulties that parents might have from the point of view of bedtime routines, and helps parents to come up with a plan on what actually to do. And again, so that's a key thing for parents, because sometimes parents are kind of lost from the point of view, what are they going to do if their child isn't getting into a routine? So it's a very, very practical workshop. And again, you'll get quite a number of hints and tips. And also, I suppose, one of the interesting things about the workshop is it kind of outlines some traps that parents fall into maybe all the time in relation to setting routines of any kind with their children, which means that they may not be clear in their instructions. So again, children might be able to get around the parents in particular ways. Sometimes children are actually rewarded when they don't follow bedtime routines, which might be they might get a DVD or they might get, you know, extra food or something like that at night. So again, it's just to show parents and help parents to come up with a plan that will actually work for them. So that's the first of the workshops.
I don't know whether you'd notice this, but do you find that working parents, they don't want to be given out to their children when they come home from work? Or
That's very interesting. Yeah. And at a personal level, it is something that I experienced myself, in that you're away from your child for quite an amount of the day. And then when you come home, what you want is actually fun, quality time. Yeah. And very often, and again, it wouldn't be just myself, parents would say they don't want to be fighting with their children, in inverted commas, when, you know, realistically what they're doing is they're setting up good routines for their children, which will help them going on to their life. Because, you know, at the end of the day, what are we doing as parents? We're trying to make ourselves redundant in many ways. Yeah. So we're trying to develop skills in children themselves so as they are able to manage themselves later on. But again, I think that's a really interesting point. You know,
We want to discuss in the future.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
We'll move on to the second.
The second
workshop. This is Triple P, by the way, it's called.
Yes, it is. It's Triple P. And again, this is a really, really important program, in that this Triple P has been well researched. It's an international program, and the research on Triple P parenting programs have been very, very positive. So in other words, this is a program that has been tried and tested, and it has been proven to work. So again, that's a very important thing to say to your listeners. So the second workshop, which is on the Wednesday after that, which is the 23rd, is a really important workshop, I think, for a lot of parents, and that is managing fighting and aggression amongst children. And I suppose sometimes for parents, certainly in my line of work, parents are coming in very often with problems like, what do I do if my children are fighting? How do I manage that? And again, this workshop focuses on being very proactive from the point of view of fighting and aggression, putting good systems into place at home that can be used again and again, and again, rewarding positive behaviour on the part of your children, which again is really, really important. Instead of focusing on the negative behaviour all the time, to focus on times when children are really acting in a really positive way. And sometimes, again, it's human nature that you don't reward positive behaviour, you're more likely to see when things are going wrong.
Yeah, and I'm just reading here, suggestions to help you teach your child to solve the problems.
Absolutely. And again, when we're thinking about skills and the fact that as parents we're trying to upskill our children to become independent, this is really important. Because again, for very young children, very often they can't understand, they don't understand maybe why they're fighting. So actually to stop and think and reflect on what they're doing is really important. And then for the children themselves to come up with, like, what can I do maybe differently the next time, is really important, especially as children go into school and also are heading into second level, because this program really goes up to 12 years of age.
You know, going to mention that like it's not just young children. Parenting is a full-time job, and you talk about 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds, you're talking about puberty and hormones, and they can create big problems for children and parents.
And again, for parents that are listening, it's really important to set that foundation early on. Because again, from my previous work, one of the key things that parents will come in with, like say if their child is 15 or 16, they're concerned that their children are being aggressive. And again, some of these things could have been handled earlier on, like in, you know, the ages 5, 6 and 7. So again, sometimes it becomes a habit for children. So that's one of the reasons why these workshops are really important for the parents of young children.
And these are happening in the evenings.
They're happening in the evenings time to accommodate parents who might be out working. We're very aware that it's coming close to Christmas as well, the dreaded C word. But I mean, these 2 hours on a Wednesday night could be the 2 hours that will help you get through the Christmas season with your children, when you have your really effective bedtime routines there and you're helping children to manage maybe aggression that might occur between them.
And the last one, dealing with disobedience.
Yes.
This is you know, people don't slap their children anymore. It's not allowed. So it's a mental thing, really, isn't it?
Like, absolutely.
How do I not punish, like punish maybe in inverted commas?
And again, I suppose it's kind of like rewards and sanctions.
Yeah.
So as I was saying earlier on, this thing of dealing with disobedience, again, is a huge issue for parents. What do I do if my child doesn't listen to me, if my child refuses to follow instructions, if my child talks back to me, if my child basically deliberately refuses to do anything I suggest or any of the rules that you put there? And again, there you're given during the workshop key skills to deal with that. And one of the key things would be is to take a look at the situation. Like, say for instance, if a child is in the middle of watching a TV program and a parent is giving them an instruction, your timing may not be very good then. So your child may not be listening to you if they're looking at a TV program. However, if you turn off the TV and then talk to your child really, really clearly, you may find that that's a really good way of actually avoiding being proactive in relation to disobedience. So again, it's choosing your time carefully, taking a look at the issues that are coming up for you from the point of view of disobedience. Sometimes what a parent might call disobedience is actually a child just chancing their arm to see how far they'll go, and to see if you will follow basically the rules that you set at home. And sometimes as parents, and we can all put our hands up here, you can be inconsistent. And unfortunately, inconsistencies can occur, say if you're working really hard, if you're very stressed or whatever. So again, this workshop helps parents to be consistent in their approach. So if your child knows that if they're not nice to their brother or sister, that what's going to happen is your sanction is that you don't get to see the TV program you like, and the parent is consistent with that, that is a sanction that you can use.
And we're talking about TV there. I find tablets and phones and children playing on tablets and phones, I find that amazing sometimes. And
at very young age, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So again, I mean, I suppose I should really say all sorts of technology. So tablets, phones, obviously laptops and the TV. So again, any technology.
Yeah, and we're just running out of time, but I will mention this. I've noticed children playing on their tablets and their phones and playing games, and the parents giving out and saying, you're not to be on the phone, you're on it too long as well.
Yes.
But the parents themselves are on the phone enough at a time. So yeah, there's an example there as well.
Well, again, that's something else that happens in the workshop. It's kind of like, you know, the whole thing of, you know, do as I say as opposed to what I do.
Yeah.
The message for parents should be that they are consistent. And if parents are spending their whole time looking at their phone, well, obviously their children are going to model their behaviours. So I suppose in many ways you take a look at your practice as well as a parent.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get information on how to improve your parenting styles, and all with a good fun approach, and you'll have a good laugh on the actual nights as well.
Yeah, and it's as I said, it's a full time job, parenting, and it's not an easy job either.
Absolutely not.
And I always mention this, grandparents are coming into it as well.
Absolutely.
A lot of grandparents are minding their children or their grandchildren. And
yes, and what I would say is I would invite grandparents as well who are involved in parenting children to come along on the night. Because again, as I mentioned earlier on, consistency is really important. So a consistency in approach with the child, no matter who is actually minding the child at the time, really makes a difference, and it's a really positive thing.
Now, as we said, the first one is next Wednesday, the 16th of November, and then the next two are the following Wednesdays.
Yes.
And it's from 7 till 9.
That's right.
Do people have to reserve places?
Well, ideally, if people could just call us at 8484811, that would be really great, because obviously we'll have refreshments on at the night and we want to have an idea of how many people will be turning up for that.
And as we said, it's PPP, Positive Parenting Programme, and it's very, very important.
Yes.
It was very interesting talking about that, Mary.
Maybe thank you very much, John.
We should talk about a few other things as regards parenting, because it is very, very important.
At a really important skill, and something that's really needed in our society, like effective parenting skills.
And next time we talk, we'll do it for a bit longer, because I'd say we could go on talking for a while here.
We could indeed.
Listen, Mary, thank you very much. And once again, it's 848. 48811.
Thank you very much, John. In Durrisbuy.
Okay. Thank you, Mary.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.